This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Oh yeah, John Wehner, The Rock, brought to us by Allegiant Federal Community Credit Union. Shape your future. Visit allegiantfcu.org. John, how you doing today?
Good morning. I wasn't sure I was going to get a call. I got blown off last week. What happened?
Yeah, I take full responsibility for that, John. Signals crossed. But we are happy to have you back. And
I'm up bright and early, researching, you're preparing for this show.
Yeah, that's Crowley's fault. That's not my fault.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. full responsibility. You know, Ben Roethlisberger sometimes after a game where he threw for like 600 yards would say that, you know what, that was my fault. We lost. Okay, Ben. Now we all know it wasn't your fault. This one was my fault. So my apologies, John.
Good. Good for taking a little accountability. I like it.
Yeah. Well, I do hope that you know what's coming here. Because what's coming is this question. Now that you are, you know, a middle-aged man, do you get dizzier now more than you used to?
Do I get dizzier?
Yeah, because sometimes when I'm on the ground playing with my baby, and then I stand up, and I look at the ceiling or something, I'm like, holy cow. I thought it was an age deal. We were talking about it last time.
That just depends on how much I'm drinking.
That's what Doran said. All right, John, this whole Rowdy Tellez situation, we don't want to put you in a tough spot or anything like that. Obviously, Rowdy gets DFA'd 4 plate appearances shy of a $200,000 bonus. I know Ben Cherington came out yesterday and said that had nothing to do with it. How do you view this situation?
I mean, obviously, the timing with the minor league season ending as late as it does, the AAA season at least ending as late as it does, I think it's weird that, you know, after AAA's over, there's only a week left in the season. Normally, you know, I guess it was just a few years ago, you know, AAA ended the first week of September, and then you call guys up and you play them and see what you have. And so the timing, I guess, with a week left is what makes it look so bad. I mean, I look at it a lot of different ways. They knew how many at-bats he had in August and in September. You can go back to April and May when he was struggling and arguably the worst hitter in baseball. They continued to give him at-bats back then, all right? In my opinion, I was looking for a move in May. And then come September, I'm thinking, well, they're out of the playoff race. Why bother playing the veteran guys? Play the young guys. See what you got. You know, give young guys opportunity to see, you know, how they perform and get an idea what you have for next year. But they continue to give him at-bats. I want to say he had like 50 at-bats in September.
Yes.
I mean, they didn't have to play him September 1, so you know, I know the optics look bad because there's just a week left in the season, but if they were worried about $200,000, they could have played them twice a week instead of virtually every day in September, and nobody would have said a word.
It's a good point. You also could have kept them around and then just not played them for 6 games. I don't know if anybody would have said a word.
Yeah, I mean, that's possible, too. You know, I mean, I don't know. I know in the past I've played with players that had incentives, and every manager is going to try to get those incentives to the player. That's just the way it is, and you know, especially when they're creeping up and they're close like that, and you know, that's, you know, managers, you want to take care of their players. They protect them in the media. They do what they can for them, and if there's money on the table for them, they try to get it for them. You know, I don't know, you know, how that was working. Like I said, you know, you have every right not to play him in September. Like the Michael A. Taylor thing, is another one to where he wasn't playing much anyhow. I know he assisted with O'Neill Cruz in center field for a bit, and that's admirable and all, but you know, as far as I'm concerned, you know, it does. The optics aren't great with six games left. It'll be interesting to see with Peguero and Palacios if they play at all. And you know, the funny thing is they got to pay them guys too now that they're in the big leagues. So true. I don't know what they're you know. So it's probably not $200,000, maybe $125,000 or $150,000, but still. I mean, I understand the noise that surrounds it. I understand, you know, the optics and, you know, the folks around here talking about the Pirates and how they don't spend money and how they're trying to save, what, I'm guessing $150,000 or so. But like I said, they could have taken care of this if they wanted to and if they were worried about the at-bats, you know, pretty much all year. I mean, he was playing every day when he was hitting 170.
Right.
You know?
John, you talk about the optics, and I think that there's a bigger picture here. If you are a free agent and you saw this situation, and you're talking with your agent, and the Pirates are interested in you, would this scare you away with signing or potentially being a part of this organization if you were a free agent?
Depends on your other offers out there. My guess is Rowdy Tellez signed with the team that gave him the best offer. I'm guessing that was the same with Michael A. Taylor. And I'm going to assume that 99% of the players that are going to sign contracts next year as free agents are going to go with the team that's going to offer them the most money. You know, if you're worried about, you know, reaching incentives or whatever, I mean, you can take care of that by playing better. And in Rowdy's case, I'm sorry to say this, but playing harder. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he didn't exactly play hard while he was here. He swung the bat well for a couple months, and that was great. But it wasn't like he went out there busting his butt on the bases and running hard out of the box and setting a good example. Just saying. Now that was, I guess, maybe an unnecessary jab, but that's the way I look at it.
It is what it is. I mean, we saw the same thing.
That's the way I look at it. I mean, I was very frustrated with the way he went about his business for a veteran guy that's a great presence, blah, 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 blah. You know, he turned a lot of doubles into singles this year. And so I have a hard time feeling bad for that. Having said that, is that going to affect other free agents? No, I really doubt it. You know, most guys go where the money is, unless, you know, you want to be closer to home or something along those lines. I think most players are going to go where the best offer's from. And, you know, and hopefully, you know, as we go into next year, obviously we've been talking about the offense all year long. I mean, money, this pitching staff should be really good next year. And hopefully they can go and find some offense. And, you know, and if the price is right, depending on other offers for players, they're going to go where the most money is.
John, this was awesome as always. We'll talk to you next week. And I'm really sorry Doran didn't call you last week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know. Hey, is this it? Are you guys, we doing a wrap-up next week? I mean, like I said, I set the alarm for 5:30 on these days to prepare.
What time did you really wake up today?
I get up at 6:37. I don't get up early, that's for sure.
You read the paper, eat some grape nuts?
I get two cups of coffee and go to the bathroom.
Got to move the bowels. All right, Rock. Yeah, we'll talk. Of course, we'll talk to you next week if Doran calls.
Well, season's over. That's what I was wondering. I mean, the wrap-up show.
We'll do a wrap-up show.
Yes.
All right, guys.
All right, John. Take care now.
Appreciate.
What a guy.
See ya.